heal all the blood. Oh, great cave of smoke, oh, children of stone.
Welcome back. This is Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. I'm Tammy Bang Liu. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We're still talking about the issue of immigrant rights and the immigrant sweeps and the recent waves of attacks. Joining us on the line is Victoria Balleros, who's the field organizer for the Children's Defense Fund and is part of the statewide emergency coalition to address the recent attacks. Welcome, Victoria. Victoria?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. So you're joined here with myself and then Arnardo Garcia from the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. Tell us a little bit about just recently the recent waves of immigrant sweeps that started in June, and then what this emergency coalition is trying to do to address that.
Okay. Well, the sweeps apparently started out in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, and forgive me, I don't know how much background information you've already given, but this is a break from a longstanding policy that the Border Patrol has from pursuing, that typically they didn't pursue or arrest immigrants except near the border and at highway checkpoints. And this is a total break from that, where they're approaching people that have been waiting at bus stops or going about their daily business on the way to school or on the way to church or the grocery store, that sort of thing. And so this emergency sort of impromptu coalition has come together, and strategy one for us right now is community empowerment. We are holding a town hall meeting on Thursday of this week at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, which is at 3300 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. It's at 6:30 p.m., and we want members of the community to come out and be informed of what their rights are, what they should and should not do if they are approached by Border Patrol, and also just give them the resources and tools as far as if they are stopped, if they are detained, if they are questioned, that there are resources and attorneys out there that they can contact for assistance. That's our first strategy, and that's the town hall on Thursday. Strategy two for the coalition is to apply political pressure on our elected officials to develop immigration laws that honor, value, and embrace immigrants and the contributions that immigrants make to our economy and our society, and really embrace them as part of our great American family. And to that end, we are circulating a sign-on letter to organizations that will be sent to President Bush and to the entire California congressional delegation. And we are taking sign-ons right now. So far, we've received about 40, but we just sent it out. So the sign-ons are coming in pretty quickly, and we are going to send that out probably next Monday. So if any organizations out there are interested in seeing a copy of the letter, I'm happy to send it to them, and then they can send us their sign-on, and they can reach me by phone at 213-749-5687.
And is this letter on your website also?
It's not. We probably won't have time to have it posted because we're doing a quick turnaround on this, but I can email it out to anybody that's interested in taking a look at it.
And so in terms of the community rights to know, if for folks, they're going to be coming to this town hall meeting, and you guys have requested also council members to attend, right?
Yes.
To hold them accountable.
Yes. We're actually inviting elected officials from all levels, including our congressional delegation, but the reality is that the Congress is still in session right now, so we don't anticipate having members of Congress present who obviously have the closest relationship with the president who could impact these federal immigration policies. But we're also inviting our local representatives because we need to make sure that they're aware of what's going on in their districts affecting their constituents and that we need their support and their partnership on this issue.
So for the folks, in terms of if they get approached, let's talk about a little bit about the community rights to know. What should people know?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing that we've heard is that if they are approached, they should not run. Because what ends up happening is if you run, walk away quickly or, you know, avoid eye contact or that sort of thing, then you give them cause, you give the Border Patrol cause for stopping and detaining you. And so, and unfortunately, what's happening is, you know, the majority of the people that are being stopped are legal residents and U.S. citizens, and so there really shouldn't be a need for people to run or flee or be afraid. And I think that's really the main thing that we want people to know is that they shouldn't be afraid because they do have rights. there are resources available to them. There are attorneys that are coming together to take phone calls from individuals should it happen, in the likely event that it should happen, and that's what we want people to know.
Yeah, I mean, this is Armando, and one of the basic rights is when you get approached by a police officer, doesn't matter your immigration status, is the best thing to do is not say anything. Just remain quiet and listen respectfully. And if they don't say the tragic magic words that we're detaining you, we're arresting you, then at a certain point in the monologue of the police, right, you have the right to say, are you arresting me? Or, sir, I have an appointment. I have to go on my way. See, because if you answer any question, even if it's hello, how you doing, or you make any contact with them, they consider it a consensual contact. And then they have the right. It's like the same thing with the police, right? If you answer one question, then they have the right to ask you any other questions that follow from that. So that, they'll ask you trick questions like, where are you from? You know, as opposed to, well, you might say, oh, I'm from Boyle Heights, and somebody might say, well, I'm Mexican, right? And, oh, you're Mexican. So, you know, you enter into a conversation, and the right to remain silent, you know, if they're going to detain you, then you can say, look, I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to tell you nothing until I have a lawyer. The other thing to tell people is don't sign anything. Don't agree to anything, because the cops, the migra, they have the right to lie to you and to coerce you, to threaten you, and tell you how bad it's going to be. But you have the right, you know, to a due process. If you're undocumented, you don't have the right to a free lawyer, but you do have the right to a lawyer.
And I just wanted to quickly point out that at the town hall on Thursday, we will have Spanish translation and translation in other languages as well. So this information and that those are very good points that were just made will be made available in other languages.
And in terms of you said that when people do get sweeped up, what organizations are out there that will offer attorneys?
I apologize. I don't have that list in front of me, but some of the groups that are coming together that are working on this are like the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of LA, and they are actually pulling attorneys together. They will be at the town hall, and they're putting together some pocket cards that have phone numbers on them to attorneys. I know MALDEF is working on verifying and investigating some of the different instances of people being stopped and questioned. The National Immigration Law Center is also working on this and putting out materials and handouts for people to know their rights. So it's a pretty broad group.
And this is the emergency coalition that also includes the multi-ethnic immigrant workers organizing network, which CHIRLA and the Korean Immigrant Workers Advocates, the Garment Workers Center, and the Filipino Workers Center are a part of. You can also reach them at 213-738-9050, which is the number to Kiwa.
No, going back to the thing about know your rights, right, is that people have the right also to observe, you know, as long as you keep a safe distance so that you won't get arrested, either harassed. You know, because I think people have to act witnesses to what's going on in their communities, and you have to report it. You have to be witness for your own rights. So if people are being swept up, the thing about physical solidarity, being present, is a very strong statement that non-immigrant, you know, non-citizen or citizen activist organizers or citizen organizations, they have to stand up for other people, too, because in the bottom line, if you don't stand up now, there's not going to be nobody around to stand up for you when it's your turn.
So, again, Victoria, we've got a minute or so left. Could you give us information again on the town hall meeting this Thursday?
Sure. The town hall meeting is this Thursday at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. That's 3300 Wilshire Boulevard in L.A. It starts at 6:30 p.m. We will have translation services in Spanish and other languages, probably Korean, possibly Chinese. If anybody would like to see the sign-on letter to the president, they can call me at 213-749-5687. I'm also happy to forward flyers and materials to anybody that's interested.
That was Victoria Ballesteros from the Children's Defense Fund. Again, that number was 213-749-5687. Can you tell us a little bit, Arnaldo, just what National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights does and any contact information people can have?
You can visit our website, www.nnirr.org. And there, for example, you can also see our newsletter. We have different reports on. We have a report, for example, issued last year on the Department of Homeland Security taking over the immigration functions. You can find out about the CLEAR Act and how to try to stop that legislation, also how to support the Ag Jobs, Dream Act, so forth. You can also call us at, we're up in Northern California, Oakland, 510-465-1984. We'd be very happy to send you materials and information. or put you in contact, because we are a network, we can put you in contact both people that provide services, legal references, and so forth in your area.
And this, thank you so much, Arnaldo. We were planning to have Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson on, but she was in the middle of a vote, so I wanted to take this time to just go over a little bit about the news on her attempts to get United Nations representatives to observe this fall's election. So on July 1st of 2004, 13 congressional members wrote the Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, to request UN observers to monitor this fall's presidential elections. It's been indicated that UN officials that actual requests have to be made by the national electoral authorities. So Congresswoman Johnson, who led the previous tactic, is now urging Secretary of State Colin Powell to officially request UN observers for the election. For those of you who actually want to put a little bit of pressure on the Secretary of State, his telephone number is 202-647-7098. Again, that's 202-647-7098. So thank you so much for joining us today. I'd like to thank my guest, Ted Lewis, from he's the director of the Fair Elections Initiative from Global Exchange, Arnaldo Garcia from the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, and Victoria Ballesteros from the Children's Defense Fund. We had music today by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Ozel Motley, and Lila Downs. I'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Zoo Berry Fields. We'll see you next week, and up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weisman, who will be speaking with Christian Parenti on the expanding American surveillance system. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Public Affairs on Community Radio, KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and on the World Wide Web at kpfk.org, Pacifica Radio, for the progressive listeners.